Hey, hi. My name is Jayanti Kanani, and I'm a founder and CEO at Matic. Basically, we are building a layer 2 scalability solutions for Ethereum. And we use Plasma framework to secure our valuable assets. And we use proof of stake for our consensus mechanism to validate and keep the chain running. So basically, today I'm here to talk about mostly how we at Matic thought differently than other layer 2 solutions and created a way to create mass adoptions for dApps and users. We are going to share our story with how we did our tech and the usability part of it with Matic. So basically, in general, in the blockchain ecosystem, what we all want, right? These are ultimate questions right now. Do we need scalability? Do we need more apps? No. Basically, what do we need is users, more and more users. And in any industry, if you take a notice of outside decentralized systems, decentralized market, you will see growth is very important for any industry, right? And what we are targeting is just users, right? Someone said, like, when you think about a problem, you think about backward and work forward. So in here also, we are when we think about the problems, we think about users and how we get more users, and work backward, like how we get more dApp developers to build on blockchains, and how they can actually get more and more users. So it works both ways. You need users, and for that you need more and more dApps, and for that you need scalability. So that's how we work, like, backward, think backward and work forward. So we just start with the scalability and how it actually affects the most dApps in general. So for that, what we are doing is that we provide scalability as a layer 2 using Plasma and predicates. We also use sidechains. Right, sidechains is a simple because there are multiple layer 2 solutions like shared channels, other solutions. But the problem with the other solutions are there is a trade-off between the amount you need to settle your transactions and make your transactions on the layer 2. What we use is the simple sidechains using Plasmas and proof of stake, and we hide all other complexities underneath and just provide dApp developers what they need. So just for dApp developers, if you see the what dApp developers need, we just provide easy onboarding for all the dApp developers. We provide their valuable assets using Plasma. And for them, we need also provide as easy migration. So once Joey Crook said, if someone comes to me and asks for, let's say, if I can scale your dApps in next 6 months, we're not gonna do it because it takes a huge amount of efforts and time and money to migrate from one solution to other solutions just to scale your dApps. Instead, people want to focus on their dApps instead of focusing on the scalability, right? So what we do is that we just provide simple and easy migrations and testing for dApp developers. Most of the times, dApp developers need different kind of fee models, right? In Ethereum, if you want to make a transaction, you need Ethereum, or maybe you need to integrate meta transactions. But here, we actually provide those kind of solutions inbuilt on Matic, so dApp developer just can use directly on the platform and just run their dApps easily. There is another problem in the whole ecosystem is a UX problem, right? So if we think about if you are scaling in Ethereum and simple providing a platform for developers, you also need to make sure you provide the best UX in the industry so people can just move to the next platform, right? If you see the previous markets and before the decentralization movement, Web 1 and Web 2, each iteration makes your users, your applications very user-friendly, right? If you're using Uber, before they, you were using taxis, right? See the difference between the user experience throughout the web when web 1 and web 2 came, right? So when we talk about web 3, we should think about how we can gonna provide better user experience for our users, better experience for our developers. And for that, we also have multiple development tools as well, which people can directly integrate and provide the kind of seamless experience for the users. So now, if you think about the what we as a Matic provide to dev developers is that we use Plasma. So basically, in our Plasma model, we use MoreVP. There are multiple flavors of Plasma currently, but we use MoreVP. Plus, we actually use EVM with Plasma, right? Some of you know that it is not viable to create a Plasma which is general computation for general computations, but for now we are using ERC. We have like kind of a solutions where you can use ERC20 and ERC721 directly on EVM. So basically, what we did is like we changed ERC20. Standard a little bit and added receipts, extra receipt to make sure like input one, input two, output two, some kind of simple accounting on the receipts, and it actually help us to create a fraud proofs when you exit from the Plasma framework. So those kind of little bit of tricks and tweaks we made on our Plasma model to create a seamless EVM compatible Plasma ERC20 and ERC721 computations. And if you think about simple ERC20 and ERC721, it's just a simple computation, plus or minus. Let's say if I am sending a 10 DAI to someone else, it just subtract the amount from my account and adds to the opponent account, right? The other person's account. But if you think about a little bit complex state, you may want to write your predicates. So predicates basically just say, okay, hey, let's say if you are using multisig wallet, right? When you move your state from the sidechain to Ethereum chain, you need to make sure only owners of the multisig wallet only can withdraw your tokens or exit your tokens from Ethereum sidechain to Ethereum chain, right? So those kind of state computation you can write using predicate systems right now on Matic, but for ERC20 and most of the standards, we actually provide directly inbuilt support for predicates, right? There is also some kind of problems in Plasma where you exit your tokens from the sidechain to Ethereum chain. It takes 7 days or maybe more, because you need to make sure you don't create a fraud on the sidechain and exit instantly. So Plasma framework provides you a way to create, have like priority queue when you exit. So it takes kind of 7 days for exit. But what we do is that we actually sell your exit directly to who is the buyer, and you get the exit instantly. But you pay some fees for it, and it's kind of security with provability using. The other person can just prove, okay, hey, your exit is valid, you can exit, but you have to pay, let's say, 0.09 DAI for 1 DAI if you don't want to wait for like 7 days. So those kind of marketplace we are building for faster exits on our system. As we said, like we also provide multiple SDKs and development tools to onboard more and more dApp developers directly on our systems. The main thing is that we are not dApp specific sidechains. So we have like one public sidechains which actually provides you composability and the network effect if you are building on layer two. So basically, let's say if you have a dApp specific sidechain and you want to interact with multiple dApp and multiple contracts like a DeFi systems, you need to make a transactions on a different shard or different chain to make this work. But here we provide like composability out of the box, and this system actually works pretty well because it derives the security from the Ethereum if something goes wrong, right? So for security, Ethereum is there, and we just provide a partial confirmation directly, and after 5 minutes or so, you get the simple finality after Plasma checkpoints goes in the Ethereum chain. So those kind of tweaks and ticks help us make it the whole system smooth, and for of course our users and developers. So in this whole system, what about end users, right? How end users actually interact with multiple chains? So as a layer two, we have a problem with interacting with multiple chains in one screen, right? So if you use use MetaMask, you need to change your networks, or your user has to change your networks very frequently. So let's say if I want to move my tokens from the Ethereum to layer two, I need to deposit. I need to make a deposit transaction on the Ethereum, and then after that, I can make transactions on the layer two, right? But here, let's say if you are using MetaMask or something like that, you need to make sure you have to change your networks once you make a deposit. But for that, what we are doing is like we are actually integrating Wallet Connect protocol, which help us our users to interact with multiple chains directly. So users don't have to worry about multiple chains, multiple deposits or exit, anything, right? Also, when we talk about simple public sidechain or public chain, people can actually use and test multiple contracts when they want. If you use a simple dApp specific chains, your user has to move one chain to second other chain to test your applications. But here, your user can anytime trade or interact with multiple contracts. It also help for stable coins on the chain to so for users and dApps can use stable coins in payments in decentralized exchanges and multiple at multiple ways. So those kind of mechanism we are providing for our end users. So also we are working on multiple widgets who developers can directly integrate for the users. So again, they don't have to make deposits and exits transactions on the layer two. So mostly our system, like if such kind of system can make users and developers life easy, and for that developers can actually build new markets and let's say DeFi games, new kind of DeFi which actually works with multiple contracts, games who can integrate Uniswap or multiple DEXs or simple other games as well, other games contract as well. And those kind of market and existing market we can actually target on when we have such kind of system. So that's it. Thank you.